Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. I want to start right where I stopped yesterday, and that is that the Holy Spirit is not in the drive you, He's in the lead you business. Listen, if you're being driven, I don't care by what, purpose-driven, dream-driven, faith-driven, I propose that you're not really hearing the Holy Spirit. I don't mean to be offensive, but the Holy Spirit's not in the drive business. He's a shepherd. Shepherds lead. They don't drive. You shouldn't be driven. You should be drawn. Drawn by the voice of your shepherd. Drawn by the precious Holy Spirit. What the Holy Spirit is doing is drawing you into a place where you can be at rest by green grass and still waters. So if you're being driven by performance, you're being driven to work, you're being driven to do, you need to evaluate why you're being driven and why you're not being drawn, because being drawn is of greater importance. The Holy Spirit moves in you the same way He moved in Jesus. When Jesus said, "I shall give you another comforter," He uses the Greek word parakletos there. "I shall give you another parakletos." He will walk alongside of you. But the indication in the Greek is, I will give the Holy Spirit to walk alongside of you in the same way that He walked alongside of me. So what Jesus was doing in providing the disciples, thus you and me, with the Holy Spirit is not introducing us to some brand new thing, but simply giving us access to the exact same thing that He had, which was the access to be led by the Holy Spirit. Jesus was constantly being led by the Holy Spirit. And you and I are not being led by a different spirit than Jesus was. We're being led by the exact same spirit that Jesus was. But notice again, I said led, not driven. And now if you want to see the difference in the good shepherd and a bad shepherd, the good shepherd walks out in front and the bad shepherd walks behind and slaps people around and beats them. In fact, Jesus said in Matthew 7, you'll know false teachers by their fruit. Notice He didn't say you'll know Christians by their fruit. He said you know a false teacher by their fruit. And how you'll know them is they're wolves in sheep's clothing. What do wolves do? Well, wolves eat sheep. The only thing that kills the sheep's a wolf. The shepherd takes care of them so he can shear them and take their wool to market. You have a very valuable commodity to God. The fruit of righteousness makes your father look good. The wool makes your father look good. But you don't have to work at it. You just produce it. So I will propose this. The harder you're working in the church, probably the less good you're doing for the kingdom. Oh, I know that is absolutely opposite to what most of us think. We think that the harder a guy's working, the more good he's doing. And a lot of times, all he's really doing is building their own platform. Ministry is not about building up ministers. Ministry is about ministering to the needs of people. And so, if you use ministry to build a platform, you're going to start to validate your platform based upon how big the platform is. You're going to validate your ministry based upon how many people go to your church or how many people say your name or buy your books. You're going to validate whether or not you're doing well based upon a completely secular idea of growth, which is what businesses do. You're not a business. You're the body of Christ. You're part of the body of Christ, not an organization, but an organism that functions as an organism. We'll go in a different direction tomorrow. I hope you've enjoyed the last few days. We've done a little review on some of the stuff we ministered while we were taking our time in the Philippines ministering the grace of God. And then these are some of the highlights. Watch for the full sermons on our website or on our Facebook page. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.